All right, partner, you know what time it is.
Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. I hope you had a great weekend. Monday. What day is this? I don't even know what day it is. I love to lose track now. Oh, September the 10th. I should know. September the 10th. Tomorrow, September the 11th. Wow. 11 years. I can't believe it's already been that long. Years just shooting by. Well, at least it hasn't happened again. That's one thing we can all be happy for and pray that it never happens again. So tomorrow, September the 11th, say a little prayer for America, maybe fly your flag, and be proud to be an American tomorrow. Matter of fact, be proud to be an American every day. I am. That's why I always end this podcast with God bless America. I went to the mailbox today, got the mail. I've told you guys before, they stick it way out in the neighborhood because they don't bring it to your house anymore. And I go out there, and the mailbox is just smashed stuff. It's stuffed with catalogs. You know what that means? Christmas is just around the corner. That's right. When you start getting a shitload of catalogs, it's Christmas time. I got one from Franklin Planner. There's one from Dress Barn. How the hell did I get on a Dress Barn? That just says, our friend at, and it has my address. So I'm on somebody's mailing list. I'm on a catalog list. I don't even know what Franklin Planner is. Yeah, let's see. What other catalogs did I get? I got a Kohl's. I got a JCPenney's. I got an Urban Outfitters catalog, which is another one that I do like. I do like Urban Outfitters. I shop there at the mall, Park Meadows Mall. But the catalog, it looks like they shot the whole thing with an iPhone Instagram. That's what it looks like. Every photo's got like a filter on it. It's kind of cool. I don't know if I'm knocking it or praising it. I'm probably praising it. It's very Urban Outfitters, if you know what I mean. It's hip. It's now. It's what's going on. And maybe if I shop out of this catalog, I'll be hip and now and know what's going on. They have a dinosaur head in the catalog that you put above your fireplace, like a moose head. The dinosaur head. I might have to have that. How much is this? $98. I might have to do that. And I got the Brookstone catalog, too. I do love Brookstone. You go to that store in the mall, you got to play with every gadget in the world. They have stuff that you didn't even know you needed for your iPad or your cell phone or your, like this right here. I'm looking at this projector for your iPhone. Projects an HD image up to 60 inches on any surface. It's like a home theater, it says, for only $299. Only $299. Who doesn't need this? I do. Hint, 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 hint. If somebody's thinking about what they need to get me for Christmas or my birthday, which is coming up. Yeah. They also got this other little projector for the iPhone, the pocket projector for iPhone. It's $229, but I don't know if its images is clear. Does it matter? It's a 60-inch projector for your iPhone. Technology today is amazing. Oh, as I'm thumbing through the Brookstone catalog here, I see what my girlfriend gave me for Christmas last year. I know exactly what she paid, because it's in the catalog. Oh, that was so sweet. It's a massaging bed rest. That's what I got last Christmas, a massaging bed rest. No more propping up and arranging the pillows. Now you can get comfy with two-speed vibration massage or choose the pulsating massage. Plush nap soft cover. Built-in adjustable LED reading light. Oh, and only $99.99. Yeah, don't put $100. No, round it down. That sounds cheaper. But that's really cool. I love it. It's got a cup holder, and it's got a massage. But when you turn the massage on, it vibrates your drink out of the cup, so you can't really do that. And then it's got a pocket on the side where you can hold your remote control. But that's what my hand is for. The remote doesn't leave my hand. Why? Because I'm a man, damn it. That's why. A man should never relinquish the power of a remote control. When you walk in the house, as soon as you walk in and pick up that remote control, it should stay in your hand until you are ready to go to bed. A matter of fact, a real man will hold that remote till he falls asleep and it slides out of his hand. Never let the remote control go. You know why? You'll end up watching Grey's Anatomy or 90210, or they'll set the DVR. I'm talking from experience here. Listen to me. I'm trying to remasculate you. I'm still trying to learn the remote control. We got the new one since we got DirecTV. We switched from Dish Network to DirecTV. And we did that because Miss Thang got the hookup with DirecTV because of her day job, her real job, the moneymaker, the one that's paying the bills now. So she got that, and the remote control is slightly different. I kind of like DirecTV, but one thing I shouldn't say I kind of like it because I really do. You know why? Two words. Encore Westerns. They show the great Westerns. You don't get enough Westerns anymore. Kids don't even know a good Western. I was raised with good versus evil. You know, good guys, bad guys. The white cowboy hat always triumphs. Not always. Like today, I was watching a movie where the bad guy was actually a good guy. And it was filmed back in the 50s, 1957, Fred McMurray. And he was playing a bad guy, but you didn't know he was the bad guy till the end. And it was the twist that he was a bad guy, pretending to be nice, but he really was nice because he was tired of being bad. Are you seeing the plot line there? Yeah. But it ended up, the good guy won. That doesn't happen a lot in the movies anymore. You know, that Hollywood doesn't always have to have that happy ending. Now you root for the bad guys now. And that's not always a bad thing. It's kind of like with Sons of Anarchy. I love Sons of Anarchy, but of course, what are you doing? You're rooting for the bad guys. These are biker dudes. You know, they're killing people. They're selling guns. You know, they don't want to sell drugs. Drugs are bad, but they got into it for a while, and then that got them in trouble. So they're getting out of drugs. But the same thing with The Sopranos. Remember, we all love The Sopranos. What was that show about? Bad guys. We love the bad guys. So is that what our society is turning into now? Are we the society, is America turned into, we love bad guys? Girls have always been like that. They've always said the women go for the bad boy. They love the bad boy. So is that what we're turning into? Look at how we like some of the reality shows. Who do you like on the reality shows? The trashy Kardashians. They're basically, you know, they're not good people. You wouldn't really watch good people. That might be a boring reality show. Let's watch good people today. Oh, look, they're helping people across the street. Oh, that young man put that lady's groceries in her trunk and refused a tip. This show sucks. What else is on? Kardashians? Ah, see if they're looking all sexy and shit. They are. All right, leave it there. I can see how this works. Trash sales. I'm going to have to make this podcast a little more trashier. I can see it. That's what I need to do. I've been too nice on this podcast. I need to get all Kartrashian on you and say Kartrashian stuff. Maybe I need to make a sex tape. I could make a sex tape. You know, no, I couldn't. I wouldn't want to be embarrassed by lack of sales. Let's stay on the embarrassing subject. I just heard yesterday about LifeLock. Remember LifeLock? That was that company that guarantees to keep an eye on your credit history and your, you know, no one could steal your personal identity with LifeLock. Well, it turns out that LifeLock CEO Todd Davis was the victim of identity theft himself 13 times during 2007 and 2008. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I got a little alert on Twitter that one of those oh my God facts. Yeah, after he publicly posted his Social Security number on those commercials and billboards, it was part of their campaign to promote the company's, you know, protection services. Well, in 2008, LifeLock got sued for fraud and false advertising, and they lost. In March 2010, LifeLock was fined $12 million by the Federal Trade Commission to settle charges that the company used false claims to promote its identity theft protection services, which is widely advertised by displaying the CEO's Social Security number on the side of a truck. $12 million. I guess it doesn't work. I guess you could say he got trucked bad. So I heard this yesterday, and I find out they're still in business. So if you use LifeLock or know somebody that does, let them know it doesn't really work, at least the way they say it does. Because in 2007, the Phoenix New Times reported that the services that LifeLock provides are actually available for free with just a few phone calls. So have them look into it and stop using LifeLock, because it just obviously does not work. Oh, the things you could find on the internet. That's why Miss Thang says, Google everything. Well, I say it too. Google, bitches. But we were talking the other day about newspapers possibly charging on the internet. And she's like, well, why would you pay for a newspaper on the internet? Anything you need to know, you can Google and find out. Well, it's kind of true, but we were talking about how, remember how newspapers and even like nightly news used to have your neighborhood story? Like if you were coming home from work and you heard sirens, you'd be like, I'm going to watch the news tonight and find out what happened in my neighborhood. You don't hear that kind of stuff anymore. So I would say, well, maybe that's what, if they charge you for news on your internet site, well, maybe they could hire reporters again and we would just shift mediums. See, instead of having like newspapers that printed the news or local TV that told you the news, you would just get your news off the internet, which we do now, and she goes, well, we get it for free. Yes, but we don't get the local news like we used to. Maybe hiring a reporter, a local reporter, might be okay for you to pay, you know, a quarter. That's what you used to pay for a newspaper, a quarter or 50 cents. Wouldn't you pay a quarter or 50 cents to get real, up-to-date, local news? I don't know, because I know myself, when I go to look up a story sometimes, and it'll say, you know, here's part of the story, the first part of the paragraph. What? I got to join and pay a dollar to read the rest of the story? I'm really not that interested. I don't care. So maybe it's not the way it's going to go. But I'm thinking that could be the new way news is going to be done. Instead of print medium, it'll all just be electronic medium, and we will pay for it. Some people will. Others, like Miss Thang, will just Google, bitches. Would you pay? Do you already pay? I mean, some sites are paid sites. I know that I like to read The Sun out of England, the British tabloid The Sun. And you can get it for free online, and you get, I don't know if you get all of it. So on the iPad, I got the app, The Sun app, and they want you to pay, I think it's $4 or $5 a month, to be able to get the paper on your app. But I can find it for free in other places online. Ah, it's such a confusing, they need to get it all together and figure it out. I was reading an article over the weekend, found an old magazine, 1970 Look magazine, and there was an article in this magazine about the possibilities of VHS. That's right, the possibilities in 1970 of the VHS tape and the machines that would be made available to households across America. And it was saying by the year 1980 how all these homes could have videotapes and the possibility of having bands record live shows, and you could just buy the tapes of their shows. It was so weird to read this, and you're thinking, not only did it happen, it's already quit happening. We've already gone past the VHS tapes. But it was just a really interesting article how people visioned the future. And when they talked about having bands record their sets and gigs and video, I thought, well, MTV. Somebody read this article and said, you know what? We ought to just start MTV. We'll just videotape bands. And I think that was Michael Nesmith from the Monkees. I think I read somewhere one time that Michael Nesmith was the first one to do music videos, which spurred MTV. So that's kind of cool. Finding old magazines always intrigues me because you get a glimpse into the past, because the past shows your future. You have to learn from the past. I don't know if a lot of people today do that. That's, so many people today just live in the moment. You have to just live in the moment. I mean, it's not great to live in the past. You don't want to do that, but you should learn from the past because you got to keep moving forward. But remember, when you're going forward and if you look back too long, you're going to trip over something. Now, here's a little bit of news you may or may not have heard about. Jay Leno takes a huge pay cut. He's going to get half of what he used to make, which means basically now he's going to make $15 million. Oh, how could anybody live on $15 million? Oh, that would be horrible. But he actually took the pay cut to save jobs. I think that's pretty good of him. He took a cut in pay so he wouldn't have other employees losing their job. You know, when you think about it, that's a pretty cool human being right there. The show's been suffering a lot, and we all know why. It's Jimmy Fallon. I'm not a big Jimmy Fallon fan, but people are liking him more. And part of the ratings drop is due to people tuning in on their own schedules. Because, you know, you got your DVR. You can watch it anytime you want to. You're not really tuning in at that time to watch it. Yeah, that's part. Well, Jay even said he's one of the biggest challenges is viewing habits. He said that they fight daily, the DVR and online viewing, but they're going to show up to work 5 days a week to make the show as topical, newsworthy, and funny as possible. Well, good for Jay taking a pay cut. I don't know if I would do it. I'm pretty sure that I know people in my life that didn't take pay cuts to save my job. And I can't say that I blame them. At all. Khloe Kardashian could be getting a new job. Yeah. X Factor. Khloe Kardashian is officially in the lead for the job of co-host on X Factor, according to producer Simon Cowell. Yeah, he says it'll make things more interesting. That people get tired of one person talking all the time. That Ryan Seacrest proved that. So he's going after Khloe Kardashian, really? He believes that Khloe will be a great host with Britney Spears and Demi Lovato. They'll go for that young viewership. But according to the people in charge, she's the one that they want. Nothing final has been decided yet, but Cowell says fans can expect an announcement within the next week. Really? Our Kardashian? Is there not anywhere we can go or anything we can do that we don't have to have our Kardashian, a Katrashian shoved in our face? I know I referenced them earlier, and now look at this. It pops up on the news. I'm sick of them. I am absolutely sick of them. I think what I'm going to do right now is just make a vow to not talk about them for a while, maybe ever. I'm just, Kardashians to me are coming off the radar and off the podcast, and hopefully out of your life and out of your ears and out of your brain. That's it. I should have a flush sound. I'm going to Google a flush sound and make a toilet flush. I am flushing the Kardashians right now. Oh, that felt good, really good. I have flushed them from my life. What is that smell? Oh, I need to deodorize after a Kardashian. As you guys know, I got a voicemail for the Remasculate page. It's 516-468-3626, 516-4-MUD-MAN, M-U-D-M-A-N. And I have got messages. Yes, I have received my first two messages on the Remasculate voicemail. So I am going to treat you to what I was treated to on my first two voicemails. Here we go.
Yo, Mr. McGrew. This is the Thomas Crown School of Dance and Contemporary Etiquette. We're not going to call you again. But we want to know, do you want these lessons or what? Call us back. See ya.
And now number two.
Mudflap.
Pop. Okay, joke. So the father bursts into his 14-year-old son's bedroom. He said, "Damn it, son, I told you if you didn't stop that, you'll go blind." To which the kid looked up and said, "Dad, I'm over here." That.
There it is. The voicemails have started. I hope the quality stays as high. You guys, please, give me a holler. If you want to talk about something, leave a joke, make fun of the show, leave a topic idea, anything you want. The number is for you. Let's remasculate. The number again, 516-468-3626. 516-4-MUD-MAN. All right, guys, it's all up to you. The voice line is open. And I do hope you will use the voice line as it is intended. This is a chance for you to sound off and let the world know how you feel, what's on your mind, and not a chance to make fart noises and and things that I would do if I had a chance to use the phone line. So please, please, use the voicemail, remasculate voicemail responsibly. As you heard the two today, very well thought out and very well done. That is what I'm looking for. That is what I can play back on the podcast. So here's that number again. It's 516-468-3626. That's 516-468-3626 or 516-4-MUD-MAN. I want to hear from you. Get on that phone. Thanks for joining us here today on Remasculate. We had fun looking through the catalogs and shopping together. And I want to remind you to support our sponsors, Perky Jerky and Pop Chips. You can find them at perkyjerky.com and popchips.com. If you didn't got any questions about them, please write me at mudflatmcgrew@gmail.com. I'll be glad to answer any questions you have. My thoughts on the product, because I love them. I use them. Miss Thang is hooked on turkey Perky Jerky. So she took some with her when we went up to Salida, Colorado this weekend. We had a great time in Salida. I don't know if you've been there. Few people that listen around the world, check it out and make a plan to come to Salida. It's like Austin, Texas in the mountains, only much cooler and neater. It's all shops and restaurants, and there was a little shop that we both found that we liked. Miss Thang got a bowling shirt from a town in Missouri that she recognized. It's I believe it was Hollister, Missouri. I think that's what she said it was. And the name of the store is Ruby Blues. Check it out online, Ruby Blues. A lot of cool stuff. It's good, nice to see that really cool secondhand clothes are coming back. Consignment shops popping up everywhere, because I've always loved that. Back in the 80s, I loved that you could go and find a cool jacket that's kind of funky and wear it with a pair of funky jeans and be funky. Actually, it was kind of like Urban Outfitters without the price. Yeah, here's the card. I found it in my pocket. It's Ruby Blues Clothing Exchange. Vintage and gently used clothing. Had some nice stuff in it. Those sayings like that always crack me up, though. Gently used. I remember seeing a car dealership one time that the ad said, "Previously enjoyed." Yeah. Previously enjoyed. That's like... vomit, isn't it? Like if you ate a pizza and you threw up, you'd go, "Well, you know, that was previously enjoyed. I liked it at first, but now it's not anymore." Those things like that always crack me up, those dealerships. Tenderly used. But I think previously enjoyed has to top the list of the most bizarre of all of them. All right, guys, thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, by the way, I finally got it down. James Otto will be here tomorrow. We're recording tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. My friend Kenny Wilson is going to stop by and co-host. We're going to make it a special 9/11 day with James Otto, country singer James Otto. So be sure and check that out. You guys have a great night, and I will see you tomorrow. Remember, God bless America, and go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
basement, saw the mud flap house flapping and poo, and their underwear thing raising news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind?